Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as we prepare to close off 2024, I guess it's time for us to briefly reflect on the year and look ahead to opportunities and challenges of the coming year. And let's look at this from an investment perspective. And there have been resilient sectors that have weathered geopolitical storms and also the potential impact of an upcoming Trump presidency on global markets. There's no doubt that South African investors are really navigating and will continue, I guess, next year to navigate that complex financial landscape. So I'm in conversation now with Bastian Teichgräber, who is Chief Investment Officer at Prescient Investment Management. Bastian, good evening to you and welcome. So let's look at 2024. In your opinion, can you cherry pick for me one or two key market highlights in emerging trends that really had an influence?
Thanks, Jeremy, for having me on your show. It's really a pleasure to be here. If there's one highlight which I have to place, I would most likely point towards the United States, where we had an equity market up another 27% after being up already 24% the year before. So that's definitely an upside surprise, a positive upside surprise. A lot of other asset classes, also South African asset classes, have had good returns this year as well. But the stock outperformer, obviously, this year, once again, was US equities.
Are there sectors in South Africa, and maybe even more broadly, that are showing, that will show resilience in 2025, despite the global uncertainty that have been caused by the ongoing conflicts? And, you know, we look at Syria, we look at Russia, we look at the Middle East.
Jeremy, it's always hard to find resilience, and if we don't know what resilience really means in terms of what the year is going to hold. So the question is here, what are we trying to be resilient against? So I would definitely point towards the technology sector being something which historically has been uncorrelated to potentially, be it crisis around from a geopolitical point of view, but the technology sector already is quite expensive, so there could be other risks. So it really depends on what form of crisis we will see in 2025, and unfortunately it's hard to foresee that. If you want to hedge against geopolitics, well, definitely go diversified, go global, have a broad set of asset classes in a global portfolio. That's clearly the way to go here.
Now, I did reference at the start of our conversation, Bastian, a Trump presidency and the influence that it's going to have on global trade policies. This will have an impact on emerging markets, and there's no doubt that we will be caught up in the wake.
That's definitely true. I mean, it remains to be seen how many of the tariffs will really in the end be implemented. I guess the risk is that Trump will really deliver these blanket tariffs against the rest of the world, which he spoke about. Particularly risky for us in South Africa is also an outlook where Trump is specifically targets the BRICS, which he has threatened to do. So there are core risks to us. But let's not lose hope in this scenario. There's also a lot of evidence that Trump is quite transactional. He likes to focus on negotiating deals. He's very bilaterally focused. So as South Africans, we can get it right. We must obviously step away from developing our own BRICS currencies together with Russia and China. But if we accept the dollar as a reserve currency and a little bit do what Trump demands, I think we could come out on the winning side here.
So apart from that, are there other steps then that South African investors need to think about in the immediate term to safeguard our investments in the face of what you've pointed out is going to be ongoing and perhaps even increasing volatility?
I guess, Jeremy, I have to repeat myself a little bit on that one, because short-term steps, short-term measures are never going to work when it comes to investing. Investing is always a long-term game. So with that, you do want to focus on a resilient portfolio which is able to weather the storms coming from different fronts. So most definitely have exposure to global markets, most definitely have exposure to the United States, especially now where Trump policies will put the U.S. first all the time, and asset prices there will reflect that. But also don't overreact. Regulation has changed in South Africa in a way that we can have 45% of our pension funds, as an example, overseas. We do think we should go the whole 45%, but then be careful about the currency risk which you're taking. But yeah, the answer is simple. The only free lunch in investing and the purest and best hedge against downside risk is always a broad, diversified portfolio.
Well, talking about lunch, it's all, I guess, about your appetite, and you've got to find that sweet spot, that balance then between resilience, as you've mentioned, on the one hand, and what your degree of appetite is for risk itself.
That's certainly true, but there are asset classes which you can put in the mix which have great return prospects and are very good assets in terms of eliminating downside risks, like US Treasuries, for example, an asset class which often is undervalued or underestimated because of the outlook of just 4 or 5% in, nominal yields. But we do think that's actually quite attractive, and this is an asset class which most definitely will shelter you in a serious downturn.
Let me just get a view from you on the broader macro economy as far as South Africa is concerned, and difficult to anticipate the interplay next year between interest rates, consumer confidence, and GDP growth. Now, already we've seen inflation numbers ticking up today. That's not necessarily going to have an impact on any early rates decision next year, but something to watch out for, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. But if we look at the inflation front more broad-based in South Africa, we're targeting 3 to 6% as a band. Even today's print was below the 3% mark, so we've got two prints in a row now, which are actually below the inflation level which the SARB is targeting. So with that, most definitely room for lower interest rates, and our interest rates are incredibly high given where inflation actually is. And that's probably the biggest break on growth in South Africa, which we're seeing right now. Of course, we need political reforms. Of course, we need to fix our SOEs and do our homework at home. But another important point is that we desperately need easier monetary policy because the consumer in South Africa is struggling with these very high interest rates.
Just a final question, and it might sound very philosophical, but as people are starting, or as people are relaxing now and perhaps thinking about investment decisions in 2025, Bastian, what's the best headspace to be in?
I guess the best headspace is always to try to be unemotional about investing, try to eliminate human biases. Be aware that as human beings, we're always driven by fear and greed. We're always overconfident. We're always driven by biases, which help us make actually quite poor investment decisions. The way to make good investment decisions into 2025, but also into the long term, is really to keep level-headed and to just look long term, run a diversified global portfolio where you've got exposure to a broad set of asset classes, and then not get caught by the headlines like Trump and geopolitical crises. Those will be the key facts in 2025, like conquering the headlines. But investing is more than just looking at the headlines. So just keep level-headed, calm, and look into the long term.
I think that's not only good advice for investors, but for life generally. Bastian Teichgräber, thank you very much indeed. Chief Investment Officer at Prescient Investment Management. I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.